Within the internalizing domain, anxiety disorders are the most commonly comorbid, with ADHD presenting a rate between 47 to 53% in adults. Surprisingly, there is relatively little knowledge about the cognitive interaction between the two disorders. We used event segmentation to help us better understand underlying aspects of ADHD and anxiety to pinpoint similarities and differences between both disorders and their interactions when comorbid. Event segmentation is defined as the process in which people parse a continuous flow of information into meaningful events. People tend to segment events into hierarchically organized units, for example, small and large events. It is a cognitive process involving mechanisms of attention, working memory, and action control that overlap with the neurocognitive deficits observed among individuals with ADHD and anxiety. 88 undergraduate students were recruited from Carleton University and completed questionnaires to assess their level of ADHD and anxiety symptoms. Participants then performed an event segmentation task consisting of watching 4 short movies and identifying large and small events. Participants were grouped according to their symptom level: high ADHD, high anxiety, and comorbid. We examined segmentation ability with the total number of presses per individual and segmentation agreement scores in large and small conditions. A multivariate analysis was used. The analysis was significant, and post-hoc tests identified that both significances occurred in the large condition, suggesting that the identification of large but not small events are differentially impacted by ADHD and anxiety symptoms. A possible explanation for this finding relates directly to working memory impairments. The high ADHD group identified more events than the high anxiety group. This can be due to the known working memory and attentional deficits in ADHD. The high ADHD group had higher agreement scores than the comorbid group. Individuals with ADHD may agree with each other more due to similarities in which cues attract their attention, for example, perceptual. This study furthers our understanding of the cognitive overlap of ADHD and anxiety symptoms.